Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
All right, folks. Well, welcome to another show. Not a show that I want to do. Not a show that some of us won't even talk about. But I feel that, like any other game that we watch, a lot of these things that I do for myself, at least, is therapy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying this is some therapy session or whatnot, but sometimes kind of talking with people that about this situation, kind of, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it makes you feel better. You know what I'm saying? But gives you an idea. Gives the idea how precious and how short life can be, right? So first and foremost, you gotta give thoughts and prayers. I mean, but you know, when thoughts and prayers are thrown out, people mean it. They do. Because those are the only things you can say. But truly thinking of this young man, truly thinking of his family, truly thinking of Bill's teammates, people that are affected, even by someone that got a jersey signed, someone that he took a moment to sit down and talk to, that one person, right? You know how it is when you go to these functions, you go to a game, it's tough to get the main players, right? The Josh Allen's, the tough guys. I mean, the tougher guys to get a hold of. But there are guys that, acquirer guys are not so so up there in status that will take the time to do that. So there's probably some of you in this chat that had an interaction with DeMar Hamlin. And to see something like this is tough, man. It's tough to swallow. And for those that may not know what happened or how it went down, 5 minutes left in the first quarter, it was just a shallow route to a crossing route to T. Higgins. Just a simple tackle. DeMar Hamlin came in and T. Higgins lowers his shoulder, and there was a collision. DeMar Hamlin made the tackle, stood back up, and not even 5 seconds, and went back down again, and wasn't able to be, to continue play. So it's tough, man. I mean, even me trying to talk about it, it's tough, man, because I'm thinking to myself, it could be anybody. I mean, it doesn't even have to be on the field. It could be, you're just playing with a buddy and there's a collision. And then you're like, oh, shoot, what just happened? So, and it's tough, man. And 24 years of age, man, so much life to live. And it's a tough situation, man. It's a really tough situation. It's an awful situation. It's not easy to deal with. And just seeing people and seeing these players console one another was something else. And I went back to, and it's tough to do it, but I went back to watch the play to see did we miss something? And I'm sure it's going to be scrutinized. I'm sure it's going to be picked apart by the professionals, you know what I'm saying? The people that know, the medical professionals, if you will. I'm sure it's gonna be picked apart, and it's going to be tough. But In hindsight, when you look at it, the one thing that I noticed was immediately, I'm like, who noticed this first? And it happened so quickly, but who picked up on it that was something up? And Dane Jackson was about like 6 or 7 yards away, and he's looking at his teammate. It's funny because like you a play happens, get up, dust yourself off, and get back to the huddle. And the play was still going. And I guess, I don't know if Dane Jackson was just kind of looking at the direction or he's kind of looking for his players. And he noticed immediately and he pointed, holy crap. And he went over. And that's when they acted quickly. So to my understanding, because, I mean, obviously we've been following this all night. And I mean, medical terms, you throw medical terms at me, I'm not going to know a whole lot. Maybe a lot of us will not. Sometimes we're afraid to ask the questions. I mean, shoot, you got to read up, right? So the last bit of news on DeMar Hamlin was that I want to make sure that I got it correctly here. The last bit of news that we got from him was that he was intubated. And I wasn't sure what intubated was. I knew that he was in critical condition. To be intubated was to have a tube put down, I guess, to help your airwaves. So it goes down to your throat to open up and help you breathe. And typically when that happens, it's grim. Listen, man, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is this. These things happen, and it's unfortunate. And this young man is on pretty much life support, and he's it's in critical condition, and it's hard, man. Like, even saying those words, it's hard. But I'm gonna put it this way: there's a lot of Christians in here. I am, and listen, man, God's got this man, and whatever the plan is, you know what I'm saying? God's got him. So who knows? We don't know. We never know. Things happen. We hope that there is intervention. There is that somebody, God comes in and says, you know what? Not today. And I'm hoping that that's what it is. I really do. Because it's tough, man. Listen, this young man wanted to come play the game and come home. That's the plan. That's always the plan. Play the game, have fun with your boys, and come home. And right now, I'm hoping that this is just a postponement until he does go home, right? So I wanted to be with his family, and right now his family is just probably freaking out. But it's tough, man. But as fans, it's tough too, man, because you see these players, man. You go to camp, you go to all these things to see these players, and you see this type of stuff, man. Not never easy to talk about. It really isn't easy to talk about. But it's one of those things too, right? Therapy for me. It's kind of like kind of talk about it and make sense of it, if you will. But not easy, folks. It's not easy, man. And a lot of us are kind of consoling one another, right? I got my man Kingdom Talk says, damn, bro, this hurts. Had to go into my prayer room quick. I'm jacked up right now. I'm shook. I don't know how you guys felt immediately when you saw this, but when you see something quickly happen, then you're like, okay, like play will resume. We go back to it and go from there. But boy, this ain't easy, bro. This is not easy. And for those that are having a hard time with it, we all are. And you don't have to be a Bills fan to feel this. You don't. You're just a football fan. If you're a football fan, you're affected by this. You're affected by this heavily. Mikey, and I'm reading these things off the cuff. I didn't pre-read this. So Mike says, hey, Rico. So from what I heard, it's read, it's very possible that it could have been something called commotio cordis. And I can't lie, when he dropped in and said 9 minutes of CPR, I cried. Yo, that's tough. When they said CPR, and man, I took a first aid course, and they tell you, like, brain oxygen to the brain. Obviously, we need that, and you cannot go too long. That's why I freak out. Like, even my little one, there's a choking. I'm all over it, right? So, one can only imagine. And I can't. I don't want to. It's tough, man. This type of stuff, like you don't even have to know someone. This could bring grown man down, or not even a grown man. Anybody. Forget about a roommate. This will bring the toughest of people break them down. That's tough, man. And here's the thing. Because people now are in shock, it's the next day that you start to really, it really hits. Like when Kobe Bryant went down, right? The passing of Kobe Bryant. I am not afraid to admit it. I bawled like a baby. Because that's someone that I watched for so long and I admired and so on and so forth. And that's your sports. I mean, that's sports connects us all, right? And it's tough, man. So when you see something like this happen, right? You went to college with this guy. You went to high school with him. His wife, his family. I don't know if he's married or not. Spouse, partner. Maybe he has children. I'm not too sure if he has children or not. But everyone's affected. Head coach, GM, right? You're Brandon Bean. You met with this man. You spoke to him. You believe in him. All those things, man. It affects, I mean, the Pagulas, for crying out loud, right? Damn, man, it's tough, man. Critical condition right now. I'm praying, like, man, we're praying hard that he pulls through. Praying hard that he pulls through. Football, second, third, right? Just pull through and get out of this and go from there as best you can, right? It is tough, man. It's a tough blow. It's a tough blow for football because I don't think we've ever seen something like this ever. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this ever, at least for me, right? You hear about it. I know that I was reading on a player by the name of, there's a basketball player from, I think, the 80s, Hank Gathers, and playing on the court, collapsed, and passed away not too long after that. I've never heard of that. I read up on it today. So, obviously, we're praying that this is not the case whatsoever. But man, the prayer warriors, I tell you, man, we got to put our heads together and pray that this young man pulls through. Really, it's tough. It's tough. So Johnny comes and says, "Yo, Rico, we love you, man. I give me all I need as a fan. Yo, you give me all I need as a fan. This is obviously a situation where it seems he may not survive. I don't think we can actually grasp what this means. If something happens, it is sad." Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of speculation, really. There is a lot of speculation, but until the man upstairs makes the decision, we'll go from there. So I don't know how true this is. I'm just reading. So Jordan Rooney says, "Source is me, his friend and marketing rep." So don't know how true this is or not, but says update on DeMar. His vitals are back to normal and they have put him to sleep to put a breathing tube down his throat. They are currently running tests. We will provide updates as we see them. If that is freaking true, that is amazing news. If that is true. And if it's not, you're a sick individual. But I'm not gonna go there. I'm hoping that this is true. And if that is the truth, man, that is great to hear. So I'm going to read that again for those that aren't sure. So the update is his vitals are back and they have put him to sleep to put a breathing tube down his throat. So they are currently running tests. So that was 10 minutes ago, an update. If that is the truth, man, that is great to hear. That is great to hear. And that's from his marketing rep, Jordan Rooney. So, man, that's huge. That's huge, man. That is huge. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, it's one of those situations where it's minute by minute, hour to hour. And if he continues to get better hour to hour, then so be it, man. This is a violent sport, man. This is a violent sport. And, These are the unfortunate situations that happen. It really is unfortunate, but this is the type of stuff that does happen. And pulling through, man, young man. So I hope he pulls through, man. We're gonna be, I mean, at least for me, I'm gonna be checking my phone often. But I mean, how much are you gonna get from the app? But we'll see how it is, man. So if you know DeMar, if you've seen DeMar, if you had any interaction with DeMar, I think it'd be nice that you post it somewhere so his family can see it, how great it is. But if that is true, that is great news. With, I mean, it's the best thing we've heard since, I'm saying, since it's happened, right? So that's what it is, man. For those that are tuned in for the first time and not sure who I am, I'm Rico. This is the Buffalo Fanatics. We're just kind of breaking. I wouldn't say breaking down. I mean, we'd love to be still watching this game and having a good time because this was such a huge matchup. I know some people are talking about, oh, my fantasy this, my fantasy that. Fam, ain't nobody care about your fantasy right now, honestly. Nobody's caring about fantasy. That's second nature. Sit down with that. Nobody's there for that. Nobody's there for that. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the update is, it sounds great thus far. Away we go. And we're hoping for some better news and some continued better news these next coming days, right? Because right now, and I'm putting myself I want to put myself in the shoes of the players right now, right? And forget about, we know as fans how we feel about this, but let's put ourselves in the shoes of these players. These players are devastated, man. That's your bro. That's your brother. That's the guy you go to. You know what I'm saying? Every day you're going to war with this dude to, you know, put on the pads.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And going out there and putting your all, right? Blood, sweat, and tears in the offseason. We're working out. And these are players where you room with. You room with these players in camp, right? This is where you get close to some people, right? Talk about your aspirations. Man, this is what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to grow a family. I'm trying to do business. I'm trying to do X, Y, Z. So, like, these guys are looking at these. This is my brother that had these all these hopes and dreams, and I'm hoping that he fulfill those and get out of this situation that he's in so we can get to it, right? So, like, these players are affected by that because you know this man. You know him. That's your guy. And you know what? Some guys are probably looking like Trey White's looking like, man, I'm here like probably, and I'm speculating here. I'm Trey White. Like, man, my knee, man, I'm complaining. Like, I wish I could be better. I wish I could this. I wish I could that. And then you see something like this happen. And you kind of like check yourself quick and say, you know what? God has given me the ability to be on this field and doing this. I got to be thankful for where I'm at. Right. So, a lot of these moments, I'm sure it'll give these players perspective as to, like, you know, be thankful where they're at and also be mindful that this game it could change real quick. So if you're one that is reckless at times or is a reckless player and you're just reckless and abandoned, this maybe make you calm yourself down a little bit or be more mindful when making a play. But this is a violent sport. it's bang bang. So you hope that these guys take this as a lesson, and you know what I'm saying, and it's bigger than the game. So you got to look at it that way, right? If you're Brandon Bean, you're looking at this man. This is a young man. I want him to thrive in this game. I want him to do a whole lot of great things. And you see something like this, man. You see something like that. Kingdom Top says, you're not sure if you saw the Skip Bayless tweet. He's bugging for his comments. Nah, have not seen what Skip said. I can't imagine Skip saying, I mean, Skip is Skip, man. Skip says a lot of things, but I'm not sure what he said. Omar Davila says, yo, my daughter is an ICU nurse. Let me ask her what the reports mean, might mean. For sure. Go ahead and see what she says. I mean, I got my wife to send me for layman's terms what certain things mean, right? So like the intubation explained for layman's terms. Like she went on WebMD. So really and truly, intubation is a procedure that is used when you can't breathe on your own. So your doctor puts a tube down your throat and into your windpipe to make it easier to get air into and out of your lungs, Exactly. So a machine called a ventilator pumps the air within with extra oxygen. Then it helps you breathe out air that's full of carbon dioxide, CO2. This is called mechanical ventilation. It helps keep your oxygen and CO2 at a healthy level. So that is what right now that's currently what they have him on. So it's pretty much life support, if you want to put it that way. Now, coming from Jordan Rooney, which is the marketing rep of DeMar Hamlin, he just said that the vitals seem to be normal, and they've got the tube, and they've got it breathing for him. So, hey, man, it's tough, bro. It's tough. As a football fan, it's tough. You know, we forget about like this is my team and that's your team, and no. It's all one at one point at this time. Tyson Williams says, yo, he's praying for DeMar Hamlin. This is way bigger than football. That absolutely is. It absolutely is. It is tough. It is tough, man. So big prayers, man. This is a big football community. You know what I'm saying? And listen, it don't matter where you're from. This is worldwide. This is a big sport. This is one of the most watched sports, right? And this was a big game. All eyes were going to be on this game. And when you see something like that happen, it slows things down. There's certain things that are going on. You know, there's certain things that go on, and life is so fast paced. When something happens in life, it slows everything down for you. It forces you to like relax, just slow down a little bit. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like just settle, right? Because we're so go, go, go. So this might be one of those moments where let me calm down on myself a little bit. So prayers out big time, man. And I don't want to sit here and just keep repeating a lot of stuff. I do want to read a lot of your comments or questions or whichever the case is, but I mean, in this case, it's not a whole lot of, not a whole lot to say. It's more so like, man, we just hope this man pulls through. That's what we hope, man. That's what we do hope. Got a comment coming from Stephanie. Pray for this young man and his family, especially his mother, who I am sure hasn't left his side. Pray for both teams who had to witness this, but especially to the other young man involved in that hit, because it didn't look like a bad hit. You're right about that. Obviously something bad happened, but I pray for him in dealing with this trauma of this as well. I married into a Bills family and recognize that the family is literally everywhere. This is just heartbreaking. Stephanie, you are 100%. Because if you look at it the other way as well, right? You have T. Higgins that is just making a play, catching a football like they always do, right? Thousands of times, catch a play, go down, gets tackled, gets back up, and you turn around and like, why isn't play resuming? Oh, snap. And he got up when I got up. What's going on? And then you see that happen. So like, he's probably like within himself, right? So you got to pray for, sometimes those people are affected just as much, right? Because like, man, had I not done that, maybe I should have just went down sooner. Maybe I was trying to I wanted that extra yard. Maybe that extra yard wasn't important because I just did. That happened to another player. So like that psychologically be doing something to that player too. And to the other team. Right. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. There might be somebody on the Bengals team that witnessed something like this years ago. And they're like, man, I never want to see something like that again. And then this happens. Oh boy. And apparently his mother was in the stands, or his family. I don't know if it was just his mother, but there were some family members in the stands including his mother. So I can't imagine what mom is feeling. And if you are parents in this thing, man, you know what it is, man. You don't want to ever see your baby, something happen to your baby. You know what I mean? And listen, man, Tom Brady's got folks and they probably look at him and that's my baby. No matter what, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So you don't want to see something like that. It is nightmarish. You know what I mean? Garbage play. You said it, man. This is a nightmare. It's a nightmare for a lot of people. Something that you know that can happen, but you never anticipated something like this happening. That's tough. It's tough, man. What's up, Chandler? Chandler comes in and says, Commodio cordis. I just saw a good video. If you sustain a blunt force to the heart while it is on its T wave, where the heart is sort of repolarizing, getting ready for the next wave, that can happen. Very rare. And that's the thing. That's the thing. That's how angles, timing. I'm saying if I took it easy on this play, maybe I would. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things will go through someone's mind. And look, from that explanation, it's when the heart is just revving back up pretty much and on a certain timing, and that's when the hit happened. Man, crazy. That's nuts, man. Hearing the vitals are normal now, running test. Yeah, that's what John, I think it's Jordan Rooney, just updated here. So I'm just going to do one last update here, see if anything, I mean, I don't think anything is going to come of it, but we'll see how that goes on. But yeah, man, these guys are shook. These guys are shaking, man. Even this, Richard Skinner, I think he's one of the Bengals guys, beat reporters or whatnot, said wide receiver T. Higgins just left the locker room distraught and hugged his mom before leaving. Oof, that's tough. That is tough. See, it puts things in perspective. I'm telling you, man, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning because there's going to be way more conversation. There's going to be way more. Okay, so how should we scrutinize this? And people joke that, man, this game may not be the same 10 years from now. They might take a lot of things out. Maybe it just might be flag. You know what I'm saying? People joke, right? But you never know. You just never know. But it puts into perspective what you just heard just there. T. Higgins leaving the locker room and went straight for his mom. Man, I'm telling you, man, these are young men playing this game, right? And sometimes you just, and it's tough, man. You got one player going to hug his mom and you have another mother that wants to hug her child and can't right now. And I'm hoping that she has the ability to do so as he recovers. And I'm hoping he does. And I think we're all hoping that he does. But just looking at other comments coming in. But it's not easy, man. It is not easy. We're thinking about this, man. So I hope that it works out, man. Even EMT workers that are working on this young man, they came to make sure that, you know what I mean, a good game was played and everybody leaves safe. Because that's what you want, right? If you're a police officer, if you're a firefighter, like, you go on shift hoping nothing happens. Okay, if nothing happens, that's a good day, right? EMT, anybody out there, when they go out, I'm at a football game and I'm hoping nothing happens. If it's a bruise, great. Biggest fear, and they got to deal with this. So they got to cut shoulder pads, get in there, and oof. Yeah, it's a tough way to go, man. It's a tough way to go and deal with that and see a player going through that as an EMT or whichever the case, man. It's a tough situation to be in. It really is. So football fans everywhere are affected by this right now, and hoping that these guys can pull through, man. These guys can pull through, because tomorrow, the next day, everybody's gonna be on pins and needles. What's happened? Who? What's going on? Is he getting better? And that's exactly what's gonna be happening. Exactly what's gonna be happening. So hopefully, people are sensitive about this situation. I really hope they are, because I know some people are just not well in the head, and they will, you know what I'm saying, make some comments, and just timing will be off. So I'm hoping that people respect what's going on right now, and hopefully we get good news better news. We got some good news already this evening already with vitals are normal. I don't know how much that means in retrospect of having a tube to help you breathe. I don't know. I'll ask my sister. My sister's a nurse, so I'm going to ask her and see what her thoughts are. But if there is a nurse in there, jump in and let me know. But put that up there, up here. There you go. So support Damar Hamlin and donate to his fundraiser. So if anybody does want to, you know what I'm saying, in any way support, we're going to put the chat up in here. And let's do what Bills Mafia does, right? You know what it is. And Bengals fans, if you guys want to jump in there as well, by all means, he's got, we're going to put all the information up in the chat and we go from there. So folks, I'm not going to go too much longer. I mean, I do want to end it on a good note. And the good note was that the vitals look good thus far. And this is obviously coming from Jordan Rooney, which happens to be Damar Hamlin's marketing rep. And so right now, the update as of 27 minutes ago is that his vitals are back to normal and they have put him to sleep to put a breathing tube down his throat. They are currently running tests and they're going to provide updates as soon as we get them. So this source is from Jordan Rooney, which happens to be a friend of Damar Hamlin's and also marketing rep. So we'll see how this plays out, man. We'll see how this plays out. And obviously we're hoping for the best, but this would have been an amazing game, but it's tough, man. It's really tough. But you know what, at this point, does the game even matter? No, not one bit. So send a prayer, man. Send a prayer for everybody. Damar Hamlin, especially, send a prayer for his mother, sisters, brothers, you know what I mean? His family, everyone affected by this. And we'll go from there, man. I mean, obviously, you guys know what I do. I come on here and break down the game, but this is bigger than that, man. It's bigger than that. I think it was good for us to talk about it and kind of put things in perspective. Maybe somebody needs to hear this. I know I needed this because it makes me appreciate things a lot more. I mean, not that I didn't, but it does. When you see things like this happen so quickly to such a young person, things can be taken away from you quick. The good Lord, I mean, he always has a plan. There's always a plan. It may not be your plan, but it's his plan. So we'll see how this plays out. But this is definitely some good news with the fact that vitals are there. So that's it for me, folks. I hope you guys tried and have a good night. Try and have a good sleep. But before you do lay your head on that pillow, man, prayers to everybody. Hug your loved ones, your loved ones. And you know what I'm saying? And I always end the show like this, man. Make sure that you are somehow, some way making someone's day better. Whether it's a compliment, whether it's a hug, handshake, love you, text, whatever. You just never know. You just never know, man. Appreciate what you got and appreciate who's around you. So that's it for us, man. This is the Buffalo Fanatics. Obviously, I'm not even going to go there. You guys already know what it is, man. So we'll leave it at that. You guys try to have a great night, and we'll catch you guys another time. And hopefully we have some better news tomorrow, better news in the next several days. And we see a recovery from our brother, Damar Hamlin. And we'll leave it at that. So you guys have a great night. And I guess we'll catch you guys on the flip.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.